Next, we have our regular history spot, written and read by Richard Matthew. Richard talks about the vision of an army captain who gave us so many of our lovely parks.
Medieval Norwich, with an area greater than the City of London, had many open spaces within the city walls, and it had long been famous for its parks and gardens. A 17th century writer referred to it as an orchard in a city or a city in an orchard. Very early on, public gardens were created in Chapelfield, and in the 18th and 19th centuries there were many private pleasure gardens, the subject of a previous Chatterbox feature. But today we're going to focus mainly on the municipal parks which were created between the two world wars, the work of one man, Captain Sands Winch. By the mid-19th century, Norwich had expanded outside its medieval walls into suburbs like Lakenham, Helsdon and Higham, and there was a need for more green spaces. There was also a need for employment for many soldiers returning from the First World War. Captain Arnold Sands Winch was born in Cheshire and gained a scholarship to the Cheshire Horticultural College in 1905, where he gained a diploma and a gold medal for research work in botany and entomology. He then took articles with the renowned landscape architect Thomas Mawson. His career was put on hold with the outbreak of World War I, where he served until 1919. After demobilisation, he was appointed park superintendent to the Norwich Corporation, the very first superintendent of the city's parks and gardens, with a starting salary of £300 a year, with annual increments of £10. He set about his duties with fervour, and with his military discipline was reputed to be stern but fair to his employees, fighting for decent pay and conditions for them. They had great admiration for his skill and professionalism. He retired in 1953, and his achievements included designing and creating 600 acres of Norwich parks, notably Eaton Park, Waterloo Park, Wensum Park and Higham Park. His 33 years' work as park superintendent brought about a profound change in the appearance of the city and in the scale of the facilities available for the enjoyment of its citizens. The first and smallest of the parks to be opened was Higham Park in 1924, built near the intersection of the Avenues and Recreation Road, on land which had been the Higham playing fields. The park had tennis courts, a bowling green, floral beds and a general play area. In 1925, Wensum Park was opened on a site close to the River Wensum to the north of Oak Street. Because it sloped down to the river, it was unsuitable for playing fields, and Sands Winch designed it with less formal gardens, with a viewing terrace and a shelter underneath. Between 1924 and 1928, Captain Sands Winch employed about 100 men to transform 80 acres of land which the city had bought to the southwest of the city and which at one time was the site of the Royal Norfolk Show. This became Eaton Park and was his prestige project. It included tennis courts, cricket squares, bowling greens, a large model yacht pond and a centrepiece of pavilions with a cafe surrounding a domed bandstand. The park was opened by Edward Prince of Wales in 1928. The captain's second largest project was Waterloo Park, originally called Catton Recreation Ground, just on the east side of Aylsham Road. The recreation ground was redesigned by Sands Winch and the park opened in 1933. He provided tennis courts, football pitches, bowling greens and a children's playground. It also had formal gardens, with one of the UK's largest herbaceous borders located within a public space. Pergola walks, a bandstand, a pavilion, and colonnades as at Eaton Park. Sandswinch also designed the Mile Cross Gardens, which opened in 1929 as an integral part of a city council housing estate. The captain left another valuable mark of his presence in Norwich in the form of some 20,000 trees that he planted around the city's roads, notably on Earlham Road and the avenues. Today, the city council claims that there are 750,000 trees in the city, which add immeasurably to the general well-being of its residents. Another legacy of Captain Sandswinch is the Bluebell model allotments, created in 1926 on the south and north sides of the avenues, close to Bluebell Road, with over 700 plots laid out with military precision, providing recreation and a valuable source of fresh food for plot holders. Many of the original sheds, one quarter of a shed for each tenant, and a few of the original fruit trees still survive. The captain's parks are well used today and greatly valued by residents, several of them having friends organisations consisting of volunteers who help the city to keep them tidy, attractive looking and well used. Many of us can personally attest to their value in supporting people's physical and mental health during the lockdown period of the recent pandemic. As well as the more formal municipal parks, there are, of course, many other valuable open spaces in or on the edge of the city, notably Earlham Park, which extends to 88 acres, and Mousehold Heath, some 200 acres of ancient woodland to the northeast of the city centre. The City Council website lists no less than 19 parks, 26 open spaces, 52 woodlands and natural areas, and 8 local nature reserves. So Norwich is very well served for green spaces, so important for its residents' recreation and well-being. And the parks of Captain Sandswinch might be described as the jewels in the crown.